Hi, everyone. I'm Allison.
And I'm Mark. And welcome to Renowned Podcast. So what Allison and I thought we would do is give you a rundown of what the show is going to be about, why we're doing it, why we're excited about it, and all the details you'll need to hopefully become one of our tried and true audience members from here on out. So the first thing I thought we would do is I will read what you will get used to hearing as our regular intro, sort of over the music, you know, so that as you're listening to it, you know who we are, what we're about. But then we'll dig into it a little bit, and I'll ask Allison, you know, a little bit of the background why we're kicking this off. So, Renowned is a podcast for the curious. We dust off the commonplace and we look for shiny new relevance as we challenge ourselves, and honestly, all of you perhaps, to think critically about the objects that surround us. How do they echo humanity's past, reflect our present, or even foreshadow our future? So Allison, with that, now that I've read it out loud, why are we doing this? Why are you interested in this? What's driving
this? I will say, Mark, the description still sounds dead on to me. So for those of you listening, Mark and I have been friends for a remarkable 15 years. And I think that friendship was really founded when we met on a common interest in the same things. And it turned out that those same things ranged broadly, you know, everything from musical theater to astrophysics. And so every time we started a conversation on one of those things, you know, 2 hours later, we were talking about something completely different. And our friends have honestly made the comment that we tend to go down the rabbit hole. And for us, it's so exciting. As Mark said, this is a podcast for the curious, and I think we would both define ourselves that way. And there's always so much to learn and so many takes and angles on things that I might not think of on my own, but I do when I'm talking to someone else or reading something else. And that's kind of what we wanted to bring to a broader audience.
Absolutely. I'm super excited for this. I think just, you know, as Allison described, this felt like it naturally sprang out of our conversations on a regular basis. And I think it's our attempt to sort of push ourselves to bottle that, if you will, like to direct it maybe is a better expression to help us honestly stay engaged and continue to learn and be curious ourselves. But to, I guess, harness some of that energy and bring it to other people. I love that you called that out, Allison, like down the rabbit hole for sure. You know, proudly geeking out on different topics and being, I always feel like we're the two to go do the research, right? To go be like, oh, that's interesting. Let's look it up. Let's do the rundown for our friends. So I think it's cool.
Yeah. And I think though with the podcast as well, what we have found in many times, you know, you might have the people who are kind of, you know, good-naturedly laughing and jibing us for going down the rabbit hole, but you have other people, sometimes people we don't even know, who've kind of overheard and want to get involved in the conversation. And so it just made us realize that there are so many people out there who have that same level of curiosity and excitement about the world and knowledge. So as Mark said, we thought, hey, let's try to bottle this and maybe make it into an even broader community.
So audience, you are probably asking, well, what do you mean? How is this going to work? What's the format? So I can go through that and describe it a bit. So what we're going to do is we are going to use a random word generator, literally something I found on the web, and we're going to have that return for us a noun. So each week we will start the show with the noun that we were given the week before. So that's going to be the cycle we're going to follow. We're going to come together. We call it the gut reaction segment, right? We're going to run this random word generator and kind of see what does fate have in store for us to research for the week, right? It could be anything, any random noun. And so then Allison and I will have a week to go off on our own independently, do some research and prepare for the segments when we get back together. And so I'll run through what these segments are going to be. Now, of course, right, all caveats for a brand new podcast. This may evolve over time. We would love to hear from you. We have renownedpodcast.com, which is live. So there's ways there for you to engage with us. You can find us on social media at Renowned Podcast, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter. We would love to hear from all of you. Feedback around format, ideas, whatever it is. I think we're both fair to say we're all ears and open to hear from you. But for now, the segment format will be this. We will come together, right, in a week's time, and we will have done our research, and we're going to do what we call the quick hit. We're going to time each other, and we're going to have only 15 seconds to sum up what this word is and a bit about what it may mean to us in a very short amount of time. That's going to be a bit difficult for Allison and I, frankly. But we're going to have some fun with that and be like, what's the quick hit? From there, we are both going to move into a segment called a zoom out, right? This is part of challenging ourselves to think critically about what this noun is. And the zoom out is to interpret how this noun connects to a broader pattern in humanity or society, what it may represent in history, its importance. You know, this would not come up in our search because it's more than one word. But for example, like if we got the cotton gin, right, a classic example of something that was had a major impact in human culture, we would have spent a week researching what that is, what it connected to. And we'll find, and we hope you find, kind of the differences in how Allison will approach the connection this noun has to human history versus the connections I will find over time. And I think that's something that'll be interesting. So we'll go through that, the zoom out, right? How do we both interpret it as connected to the rest of fabric of society? Then we'll do something we call a timeline tag. We sort of take on how that topic specifically connects to like a sequence of events in history. What came before it? What came after it, or what might come after it if it's something that's current, present day. And then what we're going to do is something called the hard question. We're both going to come back and regroup, and we're going to say, well, what type of, you know, potentially difficult questions, provocative questions might this noun call up for us? And so we'll ask each other that, and we may or may not have answers for it, but we, in the spirit of sparking, you know, intelligent, curious debate, we'll ask that and we'll hash it out. I don't think we're necessarily going to come to an answer or even possibly agreement very often, but we'll see. And again, that feedback cycle from all of you listening to let us know what you think. So I know that's a lot. I went through a bunch of segments, but I mean, Allison, any, I guess I'm even describing it again as we're planning this, thoughts on that or reactions?
I think you did a great job describing it. I would say a couple things. You know, we have this format to really, there will be so much to talk about. We want to make sure that we're staying on track because, as I think Mark has alluded to several times, we do have a tendency to go off topic.
I just did so, there. Not even off topic, but I'm a wordy son of a bitch.
Not bad. So it's a let's call it a rough framework, right? That we'll be following, yes. You will have to be patient with us and forgive us if we stray a little bit. And the other thing I think is really interesting, as Mark said, you know, we'll have this segment where it's kind of this broad, right? The zoom out, and we look at the word more broadly. I think sometimes we'll actually be looking at the word more narrowly as well, right?
Yes,
because
very good
Mark's
point.
Take might be very different than my take. And so while we're thinking about it broadly, how this word potentially had an impact on history or on linguistics or, you know, anything like that, one of us might take a very narrow path of something that interests us. So that's kind of some of the excitement here. We don't even know exactly where this is going to go.
Yeah, it's so true, right? We could be surprised if we start to get these words and do this. But I love that you brought that up because, it almost feels like the nature of the noun that we get at chance, by chance, maybe something that we have to go narrow because it's just such a broad noun it's going to be exciting. And the other thing I think we can ask ourselves here, Allison, is just, you know, it's early, obviously, very first episode, but some of the things that we might think about adding to the show or where we might want to take it. I'll jump in with one idea that we had, right? We talked about is ideally, as we get used to the format, get used to, you know, producing and distributing the show, I think we'd love to, if possible, pair an expert of some kind or a guest that knows something about the noun or where we want to, how we want to position the noun into the show. I think that's one way to go. Or just a random guest that we know is interesting, has a unique perspective on the world, and maybe from time to time, that type of guest might just be thrown in the mix, but reactions to that too.
Yeah, no, I agree. And also, I just think it'll be good for people to have a break from the two of us, maybe talking, right? Do the directions. So I we both have so many interesting people, right, in our lives. I just think of so many amazing folks to have on here. I think the other thing we'd like to add, and we'll see how we build this over time, but I imagine that as we have our week to kind of think and stew on the word that we're given and react to it in research, you know, we're going to come upon or already have in our history a lot of, you know, books, music, magazines, cultural references, like TV shows, authors, political scientists, just people that we are going to be talking about or relying on their research for our own. And so we will continue to link those things on our website for the rest of you who are just as curious, so that you can also, you know, if anything particularly piques your interest, you can follow us down this rabbit hole.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, we can do two things. One, the show notes, everyone that's listening can find those, and we'll be sure, like, the major things that we want to cite from the research or interesting questions or sources for more information, we'll put in the show notes, the episode notes. But also at renownedpodcast.com, we'll have a blog. We have a blog there that we'll do recaps and additional information and places to go look if a particular word and the way that Allison and I position that word connected to the rest of society sparks your interest, you know, you want to follow up and learn more, that's where you can do it. All right, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning into this introduction about the show. We hope you continue on to the first episode. This is Renowned Podcast. We'll talk to you soon.